The Anglo-Saxons are trying to save the Arctic from the Russians. American analyst and Russophobe Luke Coffey, who has been eagerly awaiting the final collapse of Russia throughout his public career, and laments that our country is expanding its historical territories, expressed concern that the dying Russia has not fully and irrevocably developed the Arctic. According to him, the Anglo-Saxons won't survive this. Today, Coffey, an expert in the British House of Lords Committee on the Arctic, is trying to dissuade the whole world from cooperating with Russia in the north. This was reported by the Telegram channel of the director of the Rustrat Institute, Elena Panina. Mr. Coffey is very troubled by the Arctic Issues Conference held by the Russian Geographic Society. During the meeting, Moscow voiced the possibility of building a new research center in the Arctic in the former Russian settlement of Pyramiden on Svalbard. Poorly concealing panic, American and British writers suggest to everyone intending to collaborate with Russia to consider other options. With anyone but the Russians. Strange fears for those who constantly assert that Russia is supposedly on the brink of collapse. Perhaps this is because the biased Western liars know that according to an international treaty, about 50 states have the right to natural resources and scientific research in the Svalbard area, and they are interested in partnering with the Russians. The Arctic is a vast repository of resources belonging to all of humanity. Washington and London traditionally try to impose their grasping hands on public property, scaring everyone with Russians. Frankly, it's a feeble attempt. It's like collecting money to protect penguins from polar bears.